In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, this is letter number 5524, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Sivan, Tovshi Yitzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So here was an incident. There was a fire broke out. You know, with a fire breaking out, it's just my commentary, there are various halachas. You know, if a person is only expected to sustain a monetary loss, then he's not allowed to violate the Shabbos and extinguish the fire. If, however, a person is in danger of, you know, a fire spreading, some lives may be involved, which is in many cases, and that's why today, most of the time, we look about it, because one house goes up on fire, another house can go on fire, there could be extensive later on damages and other bring along. So therefore, in many cases, the ruling would be that you could extinguish the fire, because it'll be an issue not of monetary, it'll be a life situation, a life-threatening situation, and then you're allowed to. So in this case, this person was writing, the Rebbe is answering his letter that it was dated on Tuesday, that Huchpa Vekitoiv, in which the Rebbe refers to Tuesday as the day in which in creation, in the Parsha Bereishis, it says two times it's good, meaning to hint to the fact that it's good, and when we're learning the letter is on a Tuesday, which is also Kitoiv. So he writes about the what happened, Lo Yaleinu V'lo Yaleichem, not a you, not a me, on the Holy Shabbos. And what you did because of the shock, what was going on, that he extinguished the fire. And he writes to the Rebbe that his heart is sort of very worried about what he did, that he violated the Shabbos for this. So he's writing to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, in the very beginning, first of all, you need to check, ask the ruling of a rabbi. Because the Rebbe said it's possible, on the contrary, it was a mitzvah to do that which you did, because that depends in the details of what happened over there. I told you some of what I thought, that it may depend on what the conditions were. But in any event, the Rebbe says, even if you did violate by accident, in any event, the Rebbe says, based upon what the Rambam writes in the end of the laws of Lulav, and based on what it's written in many places in the holy book of the Tanya, that it's absolute necessity in the service of Hashem to do it with joy and with gladness of heart, specifically, not just to do mitzvahs, but to do it with joy. And serving Hashem with joy is not just an extra. That's part of the service of Hashem. As it says that in all ways you should know Hashem, so doing everything that you do with joy is part of the service of Hashem. As ruled in the Shulchan Aruch, Tur Shulchan Aruch, Rechaim Resh Lamed Aleph, that in anything we do in our life, we're serving Hashem, basically, b'chol drachecha, whatever we do. So you need to accept that command, meaning don't be upset, don't be liboy davoy, he said to the Rebbe. Whatever happened is, but you cannot be depressed. That's not allowed. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha. And the Rebbe blesses him that may it be the will of Hashem that you, it will be fulfilled by you, the euphorism, the expressions of the saintly rabbis, Kedosha Elyon. They said that after a fire, you get rich. Why? They explain. So meaning, after you suffer the fire, that will actually bring you wealth. Because the measure of kindness that is aroused is a measure of compassion, which is greater than the measure of kindness. We have chesed and we have rachamim. Chesed is kindness. Rachamim is compassion. Rachamim is considered a greater and more compassion, is more than just kindness. So if you experience kindness in the beginning, now you will experience compassion, which is considered the measure of Yaakov. And Yaakov's inheritance, as the Torah says to Yaakov. So when it came to Abraham, the Torah set him up the boundaries of the land of Israel. There was a limited, and same Yitzchok. But by Yaakov, it says, he got an inheritance without any limitations, meaning there's no limitation, because that's the level of Rachamim. Because, you know, Abraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gevura, and Chesed is, and Yaakov is Tiferes, which is Rachamim, which is compassion. And that is an unlimited amount. As the Rebbe also uses, it goes through from one end to the other. In the Mishkan, there were three bars that held the Mishkan together. One on the top, one on the bottom, and one in the middle. So they represent Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The middle one represents Yaakov. But the bar of Yaakov, the other bars were on the outside, and the bar was on the outside. The bar of the middle bar, which is the bar of Yaakov, that was inside, within. They bore a hole within the beams, within the crushim. And miraculously, that bar, which was made out of wood, it turned the corner inside of it. That sort of held the whole Mishkan together. That was the middle bar. It like snaked through the entire Mishkan. It went one wall, it went into the next wall, and then it came around the other wall, and that kept all these three walls together. It's called a Mavriach min HaKotze LaKotze. It goes from one corner to the other. It wasn't just one wall. The middle one goes, which goes to, means that it goes always from the top, all the way to the bottom. It goes, so the blessing that you will get is a lot more than even what you experienced before. That's the Rebbe's bracha to him, that, you know, first of all, the Rebbe tells him, be besumcha. One has to serve. Maybe you didn't even do the wrong thing, the Rebbe says. You might have done a mitzvah, what you did, depending on the circumstances. But either way, there's no reason for you to be depressed and worried, because you have to serve Hashem with mitzvah, that with simcha, and that's a mitzvah. The Rebbe quotes from the Rambam, from Tanya. But the Rebbe says, mainly, you should get the blessing that after a fire, one gets rich, one becomes rich. So the Rebbe is blessing him that as much kindness as you experienced now, you should be able to experience a lot more in the future.